I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NFL's annual meeting in Arizona, day three, the final one. On Wednesday, the NFC head coach is speaking to the media, and early in the morning, Chip Kelly gaining a lot of attention with dozens of reporters, a dozen cameras, all wanting to know about a variety of topics, including, yes, would the Eagles trade up and how much would they give to go get Oregon's Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Marcus Mariota. Kelly again addressing the power structure in the Eagles front office, and he also talked a lot about specific football questions regarding this Eagles roster. The running back position currently is a fascinating one. The Eagles trading away LeSean McCoy, signing DeMarco Murray and Ryan Matthews in free agency, and along with Darren Sproles, that trio gives the Eagles everything they want in terms of performance, power, and versatility in the backfield. Kelly looking forward to using all three.
I don't believe one of those guys is going to carry the ball 380 times. And I think it takes a physical toll on you. That wasn't a salary cap philosophical, let's handle it. You know, we ran multiple running backs at Oregon because we had multiple running backs at Oregon. If we didn't have multiple running backs, we would have just hung it on one guy. And when we had someone like LeSean who was head and shoulders above everybody else, then he's going to be the guy that's going to carry the ball, and very rarely came out of the game. You know, that's just the nature of how it was set up when I got here. You know, LeSean was head and shoulders above. Now when you have DeMarco and Ryan, you can distribute those carries. I would have loved to. I mean, LeSean had the most carries out of any running back over the last 2 years. If we had, if we could have, philosophically, you'd like to spread that out. But if you don't have that other guy, then...
In addition to the flurry of roster moves the Eagles made, they also previously made some changes to the coaching staff. And one of the new coaches, quarterbacks coach Ryan Day, formerly of Temple University, of Boston College, somebody that Kelly thinks fits in perfectly with what he sees at the quarterback position. He sees Ryan Day as a star in the making.
I think Ryan was a rising star in football. A lot of people understand the work he's done as the offensive coordinator at Boston College. He's got a real good background from Florida to Temple to BC, and a couple of stops in between. Smart, intelligent, very good teacher, can really transfer it from the board to his players. You know, I've seen that in action, so really excited to have him.
Okay, let's get back to the Eagles roster and what they want to look like in 2015 on the field. Defensively, it has to be a lot better than it was last season when the Eagles allowed a league most number of passing plays of 20-plus yards. The Eagles went in free agency and got the big fish, Byron Maxwell from Seattle, the cornerback who comes in, Walter Thurman, they think very highly of to compete at the other cornerback position. Potentially have a chance to move Jalen Watkins to safety along with Nolan Carroll. Those players will get a lot of reps, of course, through OTAs and training camp and in the preseason. In general, though, it was a lot of very specific questions for Kelly. Let's show you some of the best from Chip Kelly's press conference with the media at this NFL annual meeting.
The bottom line is you have to earn your position. You know, there's not a... You don't have time when you're competing for a division title to throw a guy out there and say, hey, let's see how he develops right now. I mean, when the game's on the line, the game's on the line. And in the way it broke down for us, we're one game away from making a playoff. So, you know, shame on us if we were just trying to, well, we didn't get a chance to win that game because we were trying to develop some younger players. I mean, that's maybe if you were on a different team, maybe if you're in a team that's, you know it's a rebuilding project and it's a 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 year deal from where you're going to be, then it's a different mindset. But when we got here, it wasn't that way. I mean, we won the division in our first year. We were right in the heat of the battle last year. So, but I don't think from any standpoint, and I think it's the same thing with the players, if you just put a guy out there that doesn't deserve to be out there, then you lose the rest of your team. You know, what do you stand for? You know, and we're about competition and you earn it. You know, there's not one guy on our team that can say, you know what, I didn't get enough reps. You know, they get a ton of reps and they get evaluated every day. And then your opportunity to show us what you can do to contribute. And if you show us that you can contribute, then we're going to get you on the field because you're going to help us win games.
The draft 5 weeks away, a lot of work to be done between now and then. The Eagles with 8 picks in the April 30th to May 2nd draft. I'm Dave Spadaro, Eagles insider at the NFL's annual meeting in Phoenix, Arizona.